with SRN News. I'm John Scott. France, Germany, and Britain have endorsed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Correspondent Karen Chamas with details.
Leaders from the three European nations urged for the fighting in Gaza, which has seen a large loss of civilian life, to end immediately. In a joint statement, they also called for the return of hostages detained by Hamas and for the unfettered delivery and distribution of aid to Palestinians in Gaza. They endorsed the latest push by the United States, Qatar and Egypt to broker an agreement between Israel and Hamas. It was signed by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, for the Summer Olympics, it's So Long Paris and Hello Los Angeles. Julie Walker has more.
It's Los Angeles's turn for the 2028 Olympics. Hollywood movie star Tom Cruise leapt from the top of the stadium to the field where he was given the Olympic flag, then riding a motorcycle through Paris, getting on a plane.
I'm on my way.
A pre-recorded video shows the action star skydiving to the famed Hollywood sign in L.A. and attaching the Olympic rings. L.A. is notorious for its traffic, but the mayor says she has a plan for the 2028 Games, similar to 1984. I'm Julie Walker.
The weather system dubbed Debbie isn't quite done affecting parts of the U.S. after arriving in Florida as a hurricane on August 5th. The storm spent nearly a week unleashing tornadoes and flooding. The National Weather Service says localized downpours could result in additional flash flooding throughout the coastal Carolinas. More than 48,000 people in Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont still have no power. The Dow is down 100 points. The Nasdaq ahead 85. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
A franchisor who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa can enforce a book ban this school year following a ruling by a federal appeals court. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a district judge's earlier decision and temporarily halted key parts of the law, including a ban on books containing pornographic images in school libraries and classrooms. The law also forbids teachers from raising sexual orientation and so-called gender identity issues. This is SRN News. The leader of a Kenyan cult is on trial for manslaughter in connection with the deaths of more than 400 of his followers.
Paul Nthengi McKenzie was brought to a magistrate's court in Mombasa, along with around 90 men and women who are also on trial for manslaughter. The self-proclaimed pastor is alleged to have incited his followers and their children to starve to death. Former members of the cult have described how they were given instructions to begin fasting so that they could get to heaven. The prosecutor says 400 witnesses have been prepared. Some will present their testimonies in private this week. The horror of what took place in Shakahola Forest led many Kenyans to question why the police failed to intervene when there were clear warnings about the behavior of the cult leader.
BBC correspondent Will Ross. A major fire raging out of control on the northern fringes of the Greek capital, triggering numerous evacuation orders for Athens suburbs and other areas as strong winds are fanning the flames. More at SRNnews.com.